This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good to Moed. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Gimel Siv Dalet. We're learning the ingredients of a Shliach Tzibur. Mechaber says that Shliach Tzibur needs to be Hagun. What is Hagun? Reikon Me'averois. He doesn't have a bad rap, even from his youth. He should be an anav, he should be desired by the people, he should have a melodious, sweet voice, and familiar with Psukim of Tanakh. Says Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav, he should not have a bad reputation from his youth. Davka l'manoisa l'cherchila, that's, you can appoint him initially, aval haviroi, but to remove him, ulasalkai achar, and but to remove him after he already got the job, that we can't do. Since now he's clean. So in other words, a bad reputation when one was young, meaning if now he's good, but he had rumors about him when he was younger, so that's enough that he shouldn't be appointed lechalchila, but not enough to remove him. Miu kishayatza lav ata shemra. But if he has a bad reputation now, v'ukala dolei pasuk, and it's a rumor that doesn't stop, afilu yachid moicha alav laha'aviroi, even an individual could protest to remove him. Ba'ayin lekaman b'siv chafei b've'er halacha, mashikasavnu mazeh, v'afilu nisbar be'edim shechata. Now if it was clear with Edom that he sinned, im asa tshuva, ein ma'avir noisu l'kol yam, if he did tshuva, we don't remove him. Now, but we don't appoint him lechadchila. Meaning, if somebody did something bad and he did tshuva, he can't be a shatz. We're not going to remove him from being a shatz, but we're also not going to appoint him. Bialdusai. So that is, we don't appoint a shatz if a bad rumor went out about him in his youth. Afil nizbar lan shasa as tshuva al zeh inyan. Even if it's clear he did tshuva. Afil hachi in lamanos lechadchila shel sibor. You should not appoint him lechadchila as a shliach tzibur. Shliach tzibur shekvar have yiruhu. A shliach tzibur that was already removed. V'amad kach yomim v'shalmim v'haskamas hakol. And he remained that way for days and years with the consensus of the community. V'roitzim achshav l'manoisai. And they want to appoint him now. Have a ketchilas kabbalah. It's like a new appointment. V'afilu miyod yichayim l'mchais. Even a minority could protest. If those who are protesting are the leaders of the community, have a kilo moichim kalakal. It's like everyone's protesting. Unless there's a place where there's like an official chazan committee, there's a takana not to deviate from what they say. In such a situation, the leaders of the community cannot protest. Now he should be merutza la'am, kasa b'shuvas maharam mince, yizara chazin, im yesh riv uktata ben shnei bali batim, sheyehe b'sheva al tasa. The maharam mince says that the chazin should be careful. If there's a fight between two bali batim, he should be passive. Hein b'dibor, hein b'maisa, hein b'golo, hein b'seisar, openly, with words, action, openly, secretly. He should not get involved in any disputes in the kehilah. Certainly, if there's some kind of fight with somebody who's not from the city, with one of the residents of the city, he should not get involved. Even if that person is his mechutin or his relative, if there's some kind of ill will with someone in the tzibur, you have to set the matter forth before the rabbi or the community of fashir and to reconcile, to do what's correct. If the lacking is from the other party, not from the chazan, meaning if the problem here falls with the other guy, then there's nothing the Sheol Sibra could do. Now, Sheol Sibra, who hates someone, in Sivkata Nunzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ashatz is mechayiv to say beferosh, that he removes all hatred and animosity toward that person. V'ragil l'krois, last Mishnah Berurah, k'dei she'a psukim ha'ma'iravim tachatuv es durm b'fiv, so that the psukim that are interspersed in the tefillah are familiar to him. Gam im eino ragil l'krois, hu b'chal meser oznoi mishmaya teira gam tefillah se tayeva. Also, if he doesn't learn Tanakh, so then he's someone who doesn't learn. So we say about him, he removes his ear from listening to Torah, his tefillah is an abomination. You hear what the Mishnah Berurah is saying? Someone who doesn't constantly learn Tanakh can't be a chazan. Why? Not only because he's not familiar with the psukim, because he's not a Baal Torah. What do you mean? He learns Gemara every day. So yeah, but very nice, but he doesn't learn Torah. Torah is Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. If he doesn't learn Tanakh, he can't daven for the tzibur, because he hates the Torah. If he hates the Torah, God doesn't listen to his prayer. I wonder if, it doesn't sound like Rabbeinu Tam's svara, that Bavli is Balaam and Akol is going to help him out. In other words, a guy, he could be the biggest lamdan in the world. He said, when was the last time you learned Nevi'im Ksuvim? When I was in 7th grade. Very nice. You could be the rabbi of the shul, you can't be the chazan, because you hate the Torah. You can give shiurim, but you can't daven for the amud. Why can't he hate the Torah? Because he removes the Torah from his ear. That's what the Eli Rabba says. That's pretty strong. What about someone who davens a different nusach than the tzibur? The Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Shlomo Zalman, says that his private Shemana Esrei, he could daven his regular nusach. By Chazar Sashatz, he should daven the nusach of the tzibur. And when he's davening the silent Shmoneh Esrei, he should pay attention to the discrepancies. Rabbi Yashiv says that. Rabbi Vosner says that. I don't think you should do that, by the way. Rabbi Moshe says not. Rabbi Moshe says the silent Shmoneh Esrei, you should daven like the Nusach of the Tzibur. Because the whole reason why Ashat says the silent Shmoneh Esrei is in order to arrange his tefillah. And I think that makes sense. The worst thing you could do if you're davening for the Amud is davening a silent Shemoneh Esrei different than you're davening for the Amud. So you're just preparing to stumble. And even if you won't make a mistake, you're preparing not to be smooth. Again, definitely there are many great poskim that say you're allowed to. But logically, it's hard to imagine why you should be allowed to. Unless you know you're a Houdini, that you could pull off your own nusach in the silent Shemoneh Esrei and then turn around and flawlessly daven the other nusach. Okay, Vayter, Kasa Prima Gadam, Besimen Tavkov Pe Aleph, Sif Aleph, Isa, the Barash Hashanah, V'yom HaKippurim, Be'inan Shein Nasoi. For Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you need to be married. Why? Because, similar to Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, Uben Shloishim, you need to be 30. By the way, someone who lost a wife, someone who's an alman, Mat Ephraim says you could continue to daven. Why 30? Because 30, the Bnei Levi were Roy Lavoid, and Tefillah is Keneged Avoida, and then your heart is more Nishbar V'nidke. If you can't find someone who's 30, at least he should be 25. Now, if you have two people, one's a Ben Toyer Yirei Shamayim, who's less than 30 and not married, and the other is a Ish Pashut, he's married more than 30, Ben Toyer comes first. What if you have one guy who's married, less than 30, one guy who's 30 but not married? I would go with the married guy. The Shevet Levi says married, yeah. What about you have one guy who's a Ben Torah, married, over 30, with the beard, doesn't have a great voice. The other guy has a good voice. He's not married. He's not 30. Reb Chaim says you go with the guy with the good voice, because at least he's a chazan. The other guy might be 30 with the beard, but he's not a chazan. You know? He could do other things. He could be a dayan. But why do we have to listen to him for 3 hours? Okay. Weiter. The rest of the year, it's even if he's not married. Someone who's married takes precedence over a bachar. Even if the bachar has a full beard. But I think the biggest chiddush we're learning today is that the chazan has to be someone who's ragil, likrois, b'tayra neviyim uksuvim. Otherwise, it's b'chlal meser oznoi mishmaya tayra. By the way, and the chiddush here is, even if you're not a chazan, if somebody's not ragil, likrois, tayra neviyim uksuvim, it sounds like there's a gap in the learning. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Baruch v'atzlacha, agot moyed.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.